Welcome to the Speak Your Success Podcast. What's going on, successors? Welcome to the Speak Your Success Podcast. I'm your host, TEDx speaker and best-selling author Jonathan Jones, and today we're here. Today is my 31st birthday, so today is our birthday episode. I don't want to really waste too much time, so I want to go ahead and get into today's episode because I'm really excited actually about what's prepared today and how I hope the content is going to bless somebody. I was thinking, how do I want to come at this topic? And just really trying to figure out what needs to be said. So I said, 10 lessons that 30 taught me. That's right, one more time. 10 lessons that 30 has taught me. So we're going to go straight into today's content. And I want to just shout out everybody who's been following on YouTube, who's been liking, who's been commenting, who's been subscribing. I really appreciate you all. I'm rocking with you all. I love just the engagement that you have. Everybody who comments on my YouTube videos, Miss Nikki, she's a real faithful supporter. Who else? I just want to call out some people, man. I just want to just keep it real. For those of you who have not subscribed to YouTube, make sure you subscribe to the YouTube channel. Individuals like 1 Minute, One Life. He's been a great supporter. Also, individuals like Yaz, Poet Yahoo, the Poetic Wordsmith, he's phenomenal. The all-around vegan, I love her. Man, The Lobo Show. Like, these people have been faithfully supporting and just really showing up and showing out. So I really just wanted to give them a quick second to give them those roses and say thank you for what they've been doing. But now we're going to go ahead and dive in to today. There's 10 things. We're going to count them down. So number 10, following up matters. I think so often we think that just because we do something, or we'll scratch that. At one point, I would go and do things. I would go call a school. I would reach out to somebody about speaking somewhere and I would send an email. Or I would just do a phone call. And I never took the time to go back and follow up. But one thing that 30 has taught me is that following up matters. John, if you're expecting to grow with an individual, you need to follow up. So I learned this year, boom, follow up before the engagement. Follow up after the engagement. Stay connected with these people because following up is very important in whatever area you're talking about. If you met somebody's mom or dad or whatever at Thanksgiving or Christmas, send them a card. Shoot them a message on, well, maybe not shoot a message on Facebook, but send them a card. Follow up just so people remember you and so you're always in the forefront of people's mind. Number 9, relationships are the new currency. Get you some. They say the sum of your 5 closest friends, if you look at those individuals, that is all you need to know to see where you'll be in the next 5 years. So I want you to begin to think about who are those people that's in your circle. At one point, I used to want to know everybody. I used to want to be so popular. I used to want to have all the friends in high school. And I think I actually heard Jay Will say this on a podcast, a brother by the name of Joshua Wilson. I was listening to one of his podcast interviews, and he was saying that it's funny because you want to be popular when you're in high school, but then as you get older and as you age a little bit, then you begin to realize that I don't need as many friends as I once desired to have. Because the more friends that you have, the more you're required to be available for them, the more funds it might cost you if you have somebody who gets in a jam. So I want you to begin to think about who are these people, who are your relationships? Because like I said, relationships are the new currency. And if you're not connected with people and seeing how you can add value to them or seeing how you can put them in position to benefit, then what are you really doing, right? Number 8. Ask for what you want. Ask for what you want, baby. Ask for what you want. When you go to the drive-thru, they always say, how may I help you? When you go to stores and different places like that, people are always asking you questions. People will ask you what you want in your life. But if you never take the time to ask other people, how can you expect to get what you desire? You have to ask, and you have to be direct in your ask. You don't can't be, I think I kind of want to. No. Ask for what you want, because if you don't ask, then you will never know. Hello. Think about it. Something to think about. Number 7. Oh, Lord. That's 8. I did 4 and 4. Number 7. Yikes. If you're listening to the podcast, you need to watch on YouTube, because I'm struggling to count down my fingers right now. But number 7, passivity is so unattractive. So, I have a girlfriend, right? And she would tell me when we first dated that I was passive. And hearing that really grinded my gears. Okay? Can I be honest? Can we be transparent, even though it's not Tuesday? It grinded my gears, man. It grinded my gears, ladies. It was very upsetting to me. But ultimately, it challenged me to challenge my passivity. So now when we have conversations and we talk about certain things, I eliminate passivity at all. I don't want to seem indecisive at all. I'll give a straight answer. I'll give a clear answer, and I'll move forward, because I want to kill passivity in my relationship. I don't want passivity anywhere. No, get away from me, passivity. You have no place here. You need to get out my face. Kill it. Number six. Do what you're passionate about doing, not what others make you do. Right? We have to begin to move through our lives and do what we want to do. Do what we're passionate about doing. So many times I was doing things that I felt other people wanted me to do, as opposed to doing what I wanted to do. Now I'm at a place in my life where if you ask me to do something and I don't want to do it, I won't do it. If it's for my mom or my dad or somebody who I respect and they ask me to do something I know is something that needs to get done or it's required to get done, then I might bite that bullet. However, but in my life, the things I'm doing with what I desire in my life, this podcast is what I wanted to do. Okay, speaking is what I wanted to do. Doing these things, I had to come to a place where I would no longer allow myself to be subject to do what people want me to do in my life. You don't have no stock over here, Playboy. You cannot tell me what I'm going to do in my life, because at the end of my life, I'm going to be satisfied because I did what I was passionate about doing. Not what everybody else told me to do. Not what was necessarily popular, but what I wanted to do. Number 5. Procrastination kills progress. It's tough sometimes because we want to wait. Scratch that. I don't want to say we. I'm going to talk about myself. Procrastination. The times that I would stay up late and the times that I would end up waking up later in the day, I would say, man, I feel like I missed out on X amount of hours. Typically, it's like 2 hours or 3 hours because I stayed up late. So I missed out because I was procrastinating and I didn't get the amount of work I wanted to get done that day, because I went back to sleep. Now in your life, where's the area where you've been procrastinating? It's 2019, new year, new me. Woo! Happy New Year. Great. That's wonderful. But there's still some things where you're holding, you're biting punches. You're like, I don't know. Should I do this? I don't think I want to do Prime example, okay? Prime example, as we're dwindling down, right? For me, I saw Patreon, and I was like, I don't want to do a Patreon page. I don't think that's necessary. I don't want to do that. However, I just finally put it all together, and I'm releasing the Patreon today on my birthday, so now we have a Patreon page. So if you want to check out that and get more information on that, we definitely can do that. I'm going to have the information down at the end of the episode. So we just listed off number 5, which is procrastination kills progress. Too often, like I said before, I was dragging my feet. I saw everybody else around me creating Patreon pages. I was like, what is Patreon? And I was like, I'm not going to create no Patreon. That don't make no sense. I don't want no Patreon page. But then I was dragging. I filled out a couple of boxes. Then I was dragging. I filled out a little bit more information. Then I was dragging. I was like, okay. So now I'm happy to announce that we have a Patreon page for Speak Your Success. We created a Patreon page for Speak Your Success, which is now releasing on my birthday, which is January 25th. Boom. There it is. So Patreon kills progress. Don't allow yourself to get caught up waiting around for other people. Don't allow yourself to get caught up waiting for everything to be perfect, everything to be right for that relationship, everything to be perfect before you pop the question. Waiting for everything to be perfect before you start your business. Everything to be perfect before you have a logo. Everything to be perfect before you release your podcast. Perfection does not exist unless we're talking about Barbies. Because Barbie is supposed to be what perfection looks like, I guess. I don't know. But Barbie's not even perfect. So don't get caught up in procrastinating because you're waiting on perfection, because that's not the best way that it goes. So I want you just to constantly remember that and remind yourself, procrastination kills. Next, number four. Contentment does not equal complacency. I wanted to just share that because I had to realize and come to a realization for my own self is that, John, you can be content right here where you are in your life. You're 30 now, about to be 31. You got your college degree. You got your high school diploma. You've been able to achieve a certain level of success. You can be content here. You can enjoy this. You can appreciate this, but just because you're enjoying and just because you're appreciating this, don't become complacent. And I thinking about that, it really motivated me still, because complacency can be really dangerous. And that's when we sit and we revel too long. We can celebrate the things that we've accomplished. We can celebrate what we've done. We can celebrate where we are in our lives. However, we have to still remember that there's so much more of the journey to continue to keep going. If we're on this side of the dirt, if we're on this side, we need to just keep moving, keep going and keep growing. Number three, if you want to pick my brain, that comes with an invoice. Once again, this is 10 lessons that 30 has taught me. If you want to pick my brain, that comes with an invoice, because I've realized that I would sit down and I would talk to people and I would give them great information, life-changing information, information that would allow them to generate income. And I wouldn't put a price on it. So they decided to put their price on it, which was nothing, because they didn't take the information, they didn't utilize the information, and then they didn't see the benefit of what could have came from it. But what did it cost me? It cost me time, it cost me gas, and it cost me money to go meet up with these people. So therefore, I realized, if you want to pick my brain, we can do it. I have no problem doing it. I will sit down and have a consulting session with you, but you're going to pay an invoice first before that even happens. Because there's too much information out here, too much information I've accrued by reading books, by watching videos, by paying for cars. I've invested a decent amount of money in coaching at this point. And people sometimes want to get information for free, which is cool. You can do that on YouTube. But nah, if you're going to pick my brain, you're going to come with this invoice. You're definitely going to come with this invoice. Number two. It's one thing to prepare for something, for that moment, for that significant other, for that job opportunity. But it's another thing to get it. You can never forget what level of preparation it took you to get to the stage that you desired. You might have been here and you're like, well, I have to work a little bit harder. I have to show up to work a little bit earlier. I have to pursue her like this. I have to buy her the roses. I have to buy the candy. She has to see an effort. She wants to go on dates. I have to do these things. But if you are preparing, you're here, but you're preparing to get the woman who's up here, my friends, you have to continue to keep this level of effort up. You can't digress. Because once you digress, and I hope my friends are watching on YouTube, because I'm doing a visual right now, I'm showing you what it looks like if you're at the bottom of the mountain and she's at the top. Once you climb to the top of the mountain, you have to continue to keep that same effort for that individual, for that opportunity, for that job. It took you a certain level of hunger. It took you a certain level of dedication. It took you a certain level of sacrifice. It took you a certain level of investment, people. And if we don't stay invested, if we don't stay locked in, if we don't stay committed to what was at the top of the mountain, which first piqued our interest and which first really helped us generate that drive, that grit, then we'll lose it faster than we even gained it. Number one, the most important thing that I've learned that life has taught me at 30, the most important lesson I feel life has taught me at 30, life happens. No matter what you plan, no matter how well you prepare, no matter what you do, life happens and it will continue to happen. But how will you respond to life happening? When life hits you upside the head, how will you respond? How will you respond? Will you get angry and react to life? Say, life, this isn't fair. What do you mean I can't do? What do you mean I can't have? Well, why can't I? But why did they break up with? Life happens. Or are you going to respond and say, you know what? That was tough. You know, hey, this person left my life, but maybe they weren't meant to be with me in the long haul. But I desired to get this, but maybe I wasn't ready for it in that moment. But I thought that I was ready, but I might need to invest a little bit more. A little bit more time, a little bit more effort, a little bit more dedication. Show where my heart really is. Show that I'm really in to building a podcast empire. Show that I'm really about building that level of impact. Show that I'm really here to do what I said I'm here to do. Because life happens and life will test you, my friends. And see if you're really about what you said you're about. My favorite speaker, Inky Johnson, he always says, adversity will hit you. And it will see if you have the same feelings before as after when adversity hits you. Because adversity is going to hit you. It's going to test you to see how strong you really are. To see how strong your character is. To see where your motives really lie. And that's just the question that I want to ask you today. Where do your motives lie? If adversity hits you, are you going to quit? Because if we quit, then imagine the amount of people that we won't be able to reach. Because they'll say, but John, I mean, I love what you're doing here, but on this part, you came up short because you stopped. John, you're influential, but man, what happened over here? I mean, you're a great businessman, but what about your family over here? John, you had two kids, and then you got, you walked out on your wife? Why would you do? Adversity is going to come in your relationship. It's going to come in your business idea. It's going to come while you're at work. It's going to come when you're on the climb of the corporate ladder. How will you respond? Or will you react when life happens? Because it's going to come at you from all angles and all sides. But when you overcome that adversity, my friend, then you're ready for that next level. Today, I just want to share 10 lessons that 30 has taught me because it's my birthday, baby. Oh, man, I'm grateful for all of you all who took the time to listen today, who took the time to rock with me. And who helped me bring in my birthday this year. So friends, and I'm just going to consider my successors family. This is TEDx speaker and best-selling author Jonathan Jones. Reminding you, let's stay connected. Jonathan Jones speaks on all forms of social media. Just type that in and follow. Use the hashtag SYSpodcast if you're on Twitter. Let's stay connected because I'm grateful for you just sharing this time with me to allow me to just share these lessons with you. But I want to hear how you've been able to use it. I want to hear how you've been able to benefit. I want to hear how you've been able to grow. So shoot me a tweet. Shoot me a DM on Instagram. Let me know what's the most valuable lesson that life has taught you. This is TEDx speaker and best-selling author Jonathan Jones, reminding you to speak your success, believe in your greatness, and continue, please, to create the life and business of your dreams. Why would you want to live any other way?